WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris campaigning in battleground states. Harris heading to Pennsylvania today, Wisconsin tomorrow, and Michigan on Friday. Trump is also in Michigan later this week, then he heads back to Pennsylvania. The first day of early voting in battleground Georgia, setting a record. The Los Angeles District Attorney says he'll make a decision this month regarding the murder case of Eric and Lyle Menendez. ABC's Juju Chang.
The DA says he's reevaluating the case, citing new evidence, including a letter written to a cousin detailing allegations of sexual abuse at the hands of their father, Jose, and a recent assault allegation by former Menudo band member Roy Rosello.
The two brothers were convicted and sentenced to life in prison back in the 1990s for the murder of their parents. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. School districts across Wisconsin now know how much money they'll get from the state, and that has big ramifications for you, the taxpayer, here in Madison. Last year, the Madison Metropolitan School District got about $38 million from the state. This year, they'll get $61 million. The district is asking for a whopping $607 million in property tax increases on the ballot in a few weeks. Now, before the state aid was awarded, staff were just working with estimates. If those referendums passed, it would have cost the average Madison homeowner $316 more next year. But now it would only cost $40 more next year, something you really need to consider before you cast your ballot. And a portion of West Washington Avenue closes starting today. From 9 a.m. this morning, West Wash will be shut down between Broome and Fairchild Streets. Crews will be repaving that portion of the road. It's expected to open again after 3 o'clock tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball. But in a lot of ways, they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold. Not quite as cold as last night, but we'll drop to around 32, so it will be frosty tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 63. We're sunny 68 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe here.
If we allow that kind of darkness to so unnerve us that we are no longer capable of imagining a better world, imagining a better place, then we're really in trouble, where we can no longer think in imaginative ways about what our country's future can look like. And we have to have a forward-looking vision.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I support the protections and the restrictions and the road. But Senator Cruz just called himself pro-life. You're not. You're not pro-life. It's not pro-life to deny women care so long that they can't have children anymore. It's not pro-life to force a victim of rape to carry their rapist's baby. It's not pro-life that our maternal mortality rate has skyrocketed up by 56%. That's not pro-life, Senator. So to every Texas woman at home, and every Texas family watching this, understand that when Ted Cruz says he's pro-life, he doesn't mean yours.
Ooh.
Good. Yep. Yeah, oh my God. Colin Allred.
He's great.
Kicked Ted Cruz's ass. Vote Colin Allred, Texas. They asked, the moderator asked Ted Cruz, what, three times? Because first of all, fake tough guy. Thank you, Colin Allred, for pointing this out. But he said, the moderator said, Texas has the strictest abortion ban in the U.S. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, you said you agree with Texas law that has zero exceptions, rape, incest. Where do you stand on this? And he just, well, listen, abortion's an issue many Texans care, blah, 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 blah. He continued to dodge before calling Allred extreme on abortion. No, he's in line with the vast majority of the American people. So he asked three times, and he said, he does that Ted Cruz chuckle where he's like, and he said, Jason, I'm curious. Why do you keep asking me that? Because you won't answer the question.
Exactly.
You big coward, you Cancun Cruz. Speaking of fake tough guys, what's his name? Josh Hawley, noted fisting aficionado.
Yes.
He wrote a book on manhood. St. Louis Post Dispatch editorial board endorsed Missouri Senator Josh Hawley's Democratic challenger, Lucas Kuntz. Of the Stephanie Miller Show just last week, calling Hawley the worst sitting senator in America right now. Go Lucas Kuntz. I've got one more. Hang on. Tristan Snell said, breaking, Josh Hawley getting destroyed for using a private jet to get around Missouri. Mm-hmm. Has anyone checked on how Hawley is getting to Missouri in the first place? Since Hawley doesn't even live there, he lives in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Vote all these fake blow-dried douchebags out. Look who's here.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my men.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, muy buenos días.
Speaking of which, you said Mr. Fight is complaining about Kamala going on Fox with Bret Baier, but is too chicken to square off with her one-on-one without live fact-checking. There has never been more of a beta male than Donald Trump. Good God, he is a born coward. Absolutely. And now he's backing out of interviews with, like, fanboys. I mean,
well, He's got, as a matter of fact, we go to the live camera where Donald Trump is still trying to say the word insurrectionist. Can you use it in a sentence?
Joe Scarborough just said that this morning. He said he's slurring so many words, he's becoming more erratic by the day. I mean, clearly they're afraid to have him anywhere right now before the election.
Yeah, he's all about, he's a prop. He is about image. The whole show The Apprentice was about that. We're going to make it look like I'm a successful businessman. I'm going to fire people on the show. I'm going to wear this long peat coat. I'm going to go to places and fire people, and it's going to be great. His whole thing is just image. I'm going to get a fake wife who used to pose nude, was a late-night girl. I don't know what she did, but she looks hot. She's going to stand next to me. We're going to do this. I'm going to put my skin orange. I'm going to push the hair to the side. I want a photo with the flag in the background. Fight, fight, debate. Dino, come back. Dino, don't run away. He's scared, Fred.
You also retweeted, the man who was accused over the weekend of an assassination attempt on Donald Trump told me on my show he would support Trump over any Democrat. He also proves he's an election denier in this clip. This is not a lefty, but a right-wing lunatic carrying illegal guns. And I quoted you yesterday, Carlos. You said expect a quote-unquote assassination attempt per week until the election. This will be the plan October on steroids. Anything to distract the Trump is afraid to debate or go on 60 Minutes, a pathetic carnival attraction with concepts of a plan.
Yeah.
He is desperate. I was just saying, Zamalka, he's in the era to Representative Pocan today.
I'm going to have to, I'm just going to emphasize the can.
In
part.
The last couple of days, he's called Kamala Harris retarded and a criminal. Mm-hmm. I was saying about him, people are like, why is he campaigning in California and New York? Money! It's the only thing he ever did. He knows he's going to lose. He needs money for lawyers, right?
Bitcoin, tennis shoes, pens, shirts, jackets, flags, banners. He's like a chinchilla monkey send-away thing. You send this away, you put little Trumps in the water, and then they grow. They're little baby chinchilla, they're little bit seahorse Trumps.
You say that here, and then tomorrow he's going to be selling
He's going to do it. Yeah. He's just such a massive grifter. I cannot. And all these, he appeals to people that want to believe that they have some sense of power in changing it and making something great. They can get beyond their own problems. I'm going to promise you everything. I'm going to do this way. John Deere is doing this, and John Deere's like, no, we're not.
Right.
You're trying
right.
to run us out of business.
I was just going to, I'm mentioning this earlier. I mentioned campaigning in New York and California. But tell me, there isn't a million stories. Hold, please. Sorry. He and all the people around him know the grift's about up, right? Trump and his running mate are scheduled to host a campaign fundraiser just days before the election with an ultra MAGA experience package selling for nearly $1 million. Tell me they don't know this grift is just about up. And it's going to be Madison Square Garden, October 27th. The ultra MAGA club something, President's Club experience something. Almost $1 million. Trump held several fundraisers in California. He has
such
no
a
chance
man of
admitting. Right. Okay. Yes, he held the fundraiser in New York is where he called her retarded. One assumes he's met Eric. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry. What?
It's like a make-a-wish trip for the dregs of society. You want to come to Mar-a-Lago? You've always dreamed of it.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find this other story.
Stay out of the bathroom, okay? There's files in there.
Oh. This, okay, tell me, a manager, is Chris LaCivita, that's the name of his, a manager of his presidential campaign. He has raked in an eye-popping $22 million for his work in just 2 years. He made $19 million just in 2022 as a strategic consultant. Tell me these are not all grifters that know this grift is just about up. His equivalent in the Kamala Harris camp is paid $13,000 a month. Roughly. Yeah. How would you possibly pay a campaign consultant $22 million?
Because he's probably promised some sort of fake elector scam that would be worthy of it, you know. Trump is getting so desperate, it's going to be a last-ditch effort. Like, these Trump faux steaks, they're made of the best soy. I love the vegans, always love the vegans. Mar-a-Lago serves only gluten-free vegan. We're going vegan, folks.
By the way, talk to Malcolm about the Nazi boat parades with the actual Nazi flags for Trump. You retweeted Leslie, who said, when I ask why people will vote for Harris Waltz, a very simple answer is that you will not see a swastika flag flying with a Harris Waltz flag. I mean...
Yeah, and while you could argue that's not, that's the fringe of the fringe, and that's not all of MAGA, why are you letting them stay there?
Right.
You know, yeah. Why are you courting that part of the country? You're still courting them. When you actively say, stand by, stand down, and stand by, you want those people to vote.
Yeah. I agree. Rick Wilson tweeted, in a long sweep of history, no president will be more reviled and hated than Donald Trump. He will be seen as a criminal perversion of the office, a low, vile, reprehensible traitor to our ideals and the republic. His family members will change their names or flee to live abroad. He will become a watchword for malice and incompetence. He will be loathed by hundreds of generations of Americans. His party will mutate and die. His enablers will deny their roles in his rise. His supporters will be shunned. His donors will be despised. His name will be a curse. His legacy will be a cautionary tale of destruction and hate. It's over, and the sooner the actuarial tables catch up, the better for the world. His grave will reek of ammonia. His hideous legacy deserves nothing more. Wow.
Yeah.
That about
Don't
covers it. Yep.
I think even Putin's back in Moscow going, oh, crap, oh, I miscalculated.
What have I done?
This guy is so stupid. I'm so dumb. God, he's getting older. He can't speak words. What am I going to do?
The good news is, for today, Carlos, it appears democracy is working. Our friend Kristen Snell said Georgia court rules certification of election results is mandatory, and election superintendents and members of election boards must certify results and may not refuse or abstain. Huge victory for democracy, huge defeat for Trump's attempts to scuttle the election. And also the hand-counting thing that was so ridiculous. It was only to delay things to cause chaos and confusion, right?
Yeah. Last election, weren't they, like, outside the windows, like, pounding on the glass, pointing at people? What are they doing? Yeah, stories about sane washing Trump is, by the New York Times, by the corporate media, by even social, just trying to sane wash everything that he's done.
He's gotten so bad now, even they can't do it. All you'd have to do is have eyes and ears.
Can't mask it anymore.
Yeah.
And guys like Rafael Cruz who are just going over the cliff with him, just like, they got nothing left.
Yep. Brian Stelter talking about Bob Woodward's new book entitled
Now a Warning. Mm-hmm.
This book is largely about the Biden administration, but the headlines about Trump really stand out. Mark Milley, Trump's former Joint Chiefs Chairman, is using Bob Woodward to send a message, and it's a chilling message on page 179 of this book. You know, part of the quote has been publicized in recent days. People have been talking about it. Milley calling Trump a fascist to the core. The other part of the quote is also really striking. Milley also says to Woodward, we have got to stop him. You have got to stop him. Woodward says that the you is referring to the American press writ large.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
One more.
To have the former Joint Chiefs Chairman calling the former president and wannabe next president a fascist is front page news. And I'm glad it's been treated that way in the last few days. We have to talk seriously in this country about what fascism is and what it means to have Milley making this warning. It'll be interesting to see, by the way, if Milley does TV interviews or does other press, because so far he's only using Woodward to get this message out. And Sarah, this warning is not getting through to pro-Trump media. It's being completely ignored. So I wonder if Harris will bring it up on Fox tomorrow. When she goes on appearances like Fox, she has a chance to show and tell people that are not hearing this stuff about it for the first time.
Meanwhile, Trump canceled an interview with one of his biggest suck-ups, the guy on CNBC, the Squawk Box guy, Maria Bartiromo, who just threw, like, softballs at him mostly. Even that one he was bitching and moaning about because she made one comment. She said, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says your plans will increase the debt by $7.5 trillion. The Wall Street Journal says your plans will increase debt and the deficit more than Kamala Harris, she said. Trump he never answers the question anymore. That's another, like, sign of dementia, I think. He just,
you're still waiting for him to answer the question on why he killed the border bill. That was the first question of his first debate with Kamala.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He answered that by saying China's building car factories in Mexico, and a friend told him the construction on those factories had stopped for fear of Trump's tariff policy. What? No. Okay. Anyway, she said, I'm wondering how you will pay for this no tax on stuff. And Trump said, growth will grow to a level you've never seen before. We'll have tremendous jobs and tremendous companies coming in left and right, and they'll build factories. They'll take over empty from all over the place and that companies left. He He was president for 4 years. He didn't do any of that. Like, he's just, all his answers are just
like things you've never seen before. Just tremendous.
The likes of which, the likes of which. Melania, if you marry me, you can have a marriage the likes of which you've never seen before. That is correct. Yeah, he, again, I know somebody put the Pink Floyd Lunatic is in my brain
right.
song to his dancing on stage, but we ought to be playing oh my gosh, March of the Clowns.
Right.
Yeah. March of the Gladiators, actually, is
That's
the name of the song.
Called.
Every time he speaks, it's a it's going to be great, it's going to be terrific. The greatest show on earth, there's going to be flying elephants.
More reports that he's just angry and lashing out. He was
I love it.
He was at a donor dinner. And he tore through a bitter list of grievances. He made it clear that people, including donors, needed to do more, appreciate him more, help him more, called Kamala Harris retarded, complained about the number of Jews backing Kamala Harris, saying they needed their heads examined. I mean, Trump media stopped craters after Wild Bloomberg interview, where he again promoted tariffs as an economic panacea, slammed the Federal Reserve, gave irrelevant responses. I argued with the, I mean... what's that like joke bomb sound effect we have? Doesn't it? It's like whatever downward spiral sound effect. We still got 3 weeks.
Yeah. While Harris runs by and looks down and just goes meek meek.
Right.
Yeah. Funny. The desperation is going, and it's so fun. And again, Michael Cohen warned us years ago that this is who this guy is.
Yep. Yep.
And most of us listen. Unfortunately, half of us did not.
Yeah. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Credo! Get your money. We're doing some different songs. Here's my point.
Credo.
This is turning into a Donald Trump concert.
Yeah. What? Oh, no.
Listen.
Start swaying for 40 minutes.
Are you the type of person that likes to make good choices when you shop, right? Things about how things are made, the impact on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media, like me. Yes, that's you. I know you.
Hey, you.
That's why you're going to join Credo Mobile.
Credo.
It shares your values, the only progressive phone company in the country. They give money to, all the good peoples, right? Rainforest Action Network, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. You get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service. They're polite chipmunks.
After
or
you.
Gophers or whatever thing we can't
after
decide.
You.
No, after you. And you get an effective way to make a difference in the world. Bring your current phone, your current number, and come on over, right? CredoMobile.com and Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. I get my kids above the waistline.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine, because no one's asking for the kind below the waistline.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, right. Terrence in Mississippi, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Terrence.
Oh, hey, good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Carlos.
You know someone? You know someone that went to the Coachella rally?
Yeah, let me pull up what she told me on Instagram.
Okay.
She said the buses were an F show.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get 90 school buses, and school district only sent 25.
They didn't pay them.
20,000 people.
Trump didn't pay the bus.
Yeah.
Right. And also what she said is that we heard several different stories, but the fact is the mayor never wanted Trump there. So I guess.
Well, yeah. And
so
also,
it's kind of weird how this happened.
Local media in Palm Springs is reporting that Trump supporters attacked one of the bus drivers. No. Violently.
What?
And so that's why the bus company didn't want to serve this
oh
rally.
God. Oh, my God.
That's it, Alice. I'm never going back to Coachella.
Yeah. I'll print out that story for you.
The bus driver. The bus driver, Ralph,
audience. Yeah,
Ralph
right.
Cramden.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Just for the young kids. For Gen Z.
Ralph Cramden.
Hey, Ralphie, I heard you got beat up at Coachella.
Ralph Cramden was quoted as saying, to the moon, Alice. All right.
I'm going to the moon, but I'm never going to Coachella.
It's just, oh my God, it's how much of us more of a symbol for Trump's entire presidency do you need? He just stranded a bunch of people in the desert. Right. I don't know if you remember, he did it before in freezing cold.
Yes, he did.
And what was that, Omaha?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, oh.
As I tweeted, the Haitians are coming to take your buses.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What the Christ.
Yep.
Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos L's Rocky on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
who's voting for Donald Trump. His last week at one of his rallies, there were signs that said Reclaim America. And that is a slogan that is used by white supremacist groups. There are a lot of people that ask, why aren't you voting for Donald Trump? And they don't want you to give a reason having to do with him as a person. Now, I will start by saying I do not agree with his economic policies or his stances on foreign affairs or his stances on immigration. But more than that, I don't agree with him as a person.
Elizabeth Romero on TikTok went on to say,
because if you're voting the same as a white supremacist group, you may not be a white supremacist, but that's not a deal breaker for you. You might not be homophobic, but it's not a deal breaker. You might not have sexually assaulted somebody, but it's not a deal breaker. You might not spread false rhetoric about immigrants, but it's not a deal breaker. The president is supposed to be the best of us, and those should all be deal breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
We were just talking, Carl's, during the break about... I didn't agree with it. Obviously, it set our country on the road to ruin, people that voted for Jill Stein in 2016. Yep. But, you know, back then, now if you vote for Jill Stein after Trump has been convicted of 34 felonies, God knows how many more crimes we haven't even gotten to yet as a adjudicated rapist. I mean, and we are teetering on the verge of fascism. I mean, oh, my God. And so, I was saying I got called a racist by... for using the words, the phrase Bernie Bros.
Yep.
And I try never to use that because I know it's a pejorative.
It's
and you voted for Bernie in the primary.
Yes,
Jody
I
voted
did.
For
did
Bernie. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about the Bernie dead enders, the Bernie or die people that voted for Jill Stein, provably so.
I don't think you need to explain it. Yes. You don't need to explain it.
But I was like, first of all, how is Bernie Bro a racist whatever?
Yes.
I don't need to use a pejorative, but I'm just talking about what has statistically been proven is that was the exact goal of the Russian campaign was to get enough Bernie voters to stay home, vote for Jill Stein, or vote for Donald Trump. And it worked in the three swing states that decided the election by 75,000 votes.
Yeah, and what they want to do is like, no, we blame the Democrats that didn't vote for Hillary. And like, yes, so do I, because they are numbers, just like your votes are numbers. And I was telling you during the break, somebody posted Viggo Mortensen in 2016 on Stephen Colbert saying, you know, it's either Hillary or Trump. And I go, I finally, as a person, want to vote my conscience. And that's why I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. As if that's a morally superior choice. The implication of that quote is to say that people who vote for Harris aren't using their moral conscience. Mm-hmm. And my moral conscience tells me you have to stop Trump. There's nothing more moral than stopping what's more evil.
Here's the other huge
thing. There's nothing more white privileged than saying that my votes don't have a consequence. That is the epitome of white privilege.
Yeah.
I want to vote this way. Well, you know, if you vote that way in Michigan, in Wisconsin, you're going to affect everything. Everything will be worse. The Middle East will be worse.
Yeah.
Women's rights will be worse. Well, voter suppression will be worse.
Speaking of which, I was going to say, look at the memes with the Handmaid's Tale. Remember in 2016 that said, but her emails, right? And that everybody's in the hand. Now everybody's in the Handmaid's Tale. Have you seen the same thing? And it's like, well, I just didn't believe she worked at McDonald's.
Right.
I mean, this is after the fall of Roe. Mm-hmm. This is after everything Hillary warned about came true. So this is a whole different scenario than 2016.
And also, it's not a single issue. As bad as the Middle East is, and I get it, it's understandably that you're fighting for a just cause, but somebody that's in Ukraine whose family has been killed by the Soviet Union, by Putin's invasion, they're not thinking about the Middle East. A woman that has to bleed out in a car is not thinking about the Middle East. Somebody who's been kicked off the voter roll is not thinking about the Middle East. It's a multifaceted thing that we're voting for, so
and
I get it.
Way, you might. Somebody just tweeted, I guess at me and Malcolm, why do you support Palestinian genocide? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nobody decent supports Palestinian genocide. I just read a tweet from a Jewish person who lost relatives in Israel that just said, you know, it is like many people in Israel, hates Netanyahu and said, you know, trade Netanyahu for the hostages, you know.
Please.
Like they're saying a vote for Trump is a vote for Netanyahu and a vote for Jill Stein, a vote for, you know, anyone other than Kamala Harris is a vote for Netanyahu.
This is the chess move that Netanyahu and Putin and Trump have made to win Dearborn, Michigan votes. and it is to extend the war, deny any type of negotiation so that they'll piss off Dearborn voters so they can win Michigan. You're doing their bidding. You're falling right into it. Please go to Mehdi Hassan's pages, his social media, because he explains it so well.
Yeah,
I know that your cause is just, like I'm saying, but the fact is that that vote will only help the person who moved the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He will make it worse for that cause and every other cause.
Yes. What you will accomplish is helping Trump help Netanyahu make Gaza a friggin' parking lot where Jared Kushner can build condos.
Yep.
I mean, we just heard from Bob Woodward, Biden stopped Putin from using nukes in Ukraine. Do you think Trump would have? Trump would have do whatever you want.
You can make them small explosions, right? You can put up little David Copperfield screens to hide the explosions.
Silly Schneckel tweets, Steph, I got to meet you at Seattle during the first Sexy Liberal tour.
Wow.
Now we're going back. It was fantastic. Thinking back to the good old days, any chance you still have the Scooter Libby song somewhere?
Wow.
You know, I know. Now we're going back. Noel Kastler gave me a moment of happiness, reminding me that Steve Bannon is currently in jail. And he just drove
Scooter
by that.
Libby's going to jail, jail, jail. He will take it in the tail. Had some power.
No.
Better hold on to the soap in the shower.
That's offensive, Stephanie.
That is terrible.
You played that.
Just because it's a jingle doesn't
it's
make
not
it
funny.
Anyway.
It's
do
funny.
Not think funny. About Donald Trump in prison to make yourself happy.
An ex-date rape by Sublime.
Anita in San Antonio, you're on with Carlos.
Good morning. Yeah, there were a lot of great moments in that Colin Allred-Ted Cruz debate.
Yes.
When they were talking about immigration, Colin Allred said, you put on your little safari outfit and you go down to the border, but then you don't do anything when you come back. And also he talked about January 6th and he said, I call my wife, my pregnant wife, and I told her I love you. And then I took off my jacket and I was ready to fight these thugs that were invading the Capitol. Well, Ted Cruz, he was hiding in a supply closet.
Yep. I mean, look at, Colin Allred, former football. Look at, former football player, Lucas Kuntz, former Marine. Tim Walz, right? Football coach, Hunter. They are really.
My pal Westmore in Maryland.
Right.
This whole, beta male soy boys, all the lip. I think we're redefining, manhood and what, real men are not afraid of powerful women like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I retweeted something yesterday. This whole alpha beta thing is just astrology for incels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so desperate to be something that they're really not.
Exactly. Right.
Holding on to something that really doesn't exist. I tweeted this morning, so I know a comic that says, in a galaxy far, far away, they didn't have transgenders or whatever. It's like, wait a minute. You could suspend your belief as a Star Wars fan to accept creatures that never existed,
right.
And you're going to stop watching the show because they're finally going to showcase people that have always existed.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense.
Meanwhile, Yoda never existed.
Yeah, I like men and boys, girls too. I like them all. I'm non-binary.
No! How could he say it's not real? It's a puppet!
It's a puppet. Yes.
It's Frank Oz.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that Mark Hamill really enjoyed that bit. Hi, Mark.
Yes.
He watches
Hi, Mark.
Every day.
I could kill you at Yahtzee.
Mark Hamill has seen the puppet part of Yoda.
He has.
Yes.
All right. So you mentioned the 40 minutes dance party of him swaying awkwardly on stage. It's just we reached the peak of crazy town. But I guess we're lucky that he lives in a delusion. He's like, it's great. It was very special. It's very special to dance. Just thinks he's doing great,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
He surrounded himself with yes people.
Yeah. He thought the interview, which was Tank Truth Social and was... his latest disaster on Bloomberg. This is him.
I had a good interview today with Bloomberg. Did anybody see that? That was like,
we did see that.
He was a Trump hater. And brilliantly, my staff didn't tell me that. I said, who is this guy? Sir, he hates you very much. He's been after you. So they got me all started before I went up. But it was a great interview. And I think it really showed the plan that we have, because he was unable to dispute it. We're going to bring so many companies back into our country. And a lot of them are going to be based right here. Right in the great state of Georgia. There's going to be a lot of...
Okay.
Oh, wow. God, he's got that Grandpa Joe in the bed energy.
Yeah. He does. Oh my God, he does. That's
Johnny,
the other thing.
Go over there and get my cane. I'm gonna go with you to that chocolate factory. Go get my cane. That.
Wait, there's more.
The Caravan. I made up that name too. I'm good at names. You know the names.
God.
I can't use those names too much because many of them were for Republicans. We had some beauties, but we can use Pocahontas and other people. But I said, listen, I said, you wouldn't take them back. Sir, there seems to be a misunderstanding. We would love to take them back. We love MS-13 so much, sir. Please, please let us take them back, sir. Please.
Oh, Grandpa. Grandpa. I can only think of one thing whenever I see it. It's just Jell-O. It's time for Jell-O.
Yeah, pudding.
Yeah.
It's easier to chew.
Yeah. It's just like all the dentures, all the teeth are swimming like those piano keys in an animated cartoon. They're twiggling and twiggling. Yeah, you can't keep it. Where's my poly grip?
God bless you, Nurses.
He's such a racist.
God bless.
That's a dog whistle board. Can you imagine if it was a Haitian that shot up 58 people in Vegas? That was a Haitian that did Sandy Brook. If it was a Haitian that did his assassination attempt. It's not even close.
Yeah, I know.
Blowing the dog whistle on immigrants is just so reprehensible.
Just every single interview, exhausted Trump gets intense spat with Barstool sports hosts about trans athletes. I don't even know which podcast this is. He admitted he wasn't in the mood to be there. Grampy's not in the mood to be anywhere except watching Matlock eating Jell-O.
Matlock's not real.
They asked Trump how he planned on uniting the country. I don't know if Trump predicted the episode would get record views before railing against trans athletes. He falsely claimed two Olympic women's boxers were actually men who transitioned.
They weren't.
What?
He's just angry, ranty, racist Grampy at this point. He's just and he's not answering any of the. We played the clip earlier, Carlos. What did they ask? They asked him about Google.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello, I can't get over this voting in Virginia. Like, the question was about Google. yeah. It's.
I love the Googles, the googly eyes, and the puppets. The eyes, they can go which way. They Google a lot. Everybody Googles when they Google the puppets.
What?
Ann in Palm Springs. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead.
I've heard a few people touch on it, but should this creep get elected? I don't see him finishing out a four-year term at all.
God, no.
That's why Teal picked Vance.
I'm thinking the plan has always been J.D. Vance, who is wildly unqualified to be. Nobody's,
absolutely agree.
And no one's even asking him about that.
No, he stays in long enough to wreck everything, pardon everybody he thinks, gets himself pardoned if he can't pardon himself. He resigns, goes to Mar-a-Lago, and Vance pardons him, and he just sits there and pulls the strings.
Oh, my God. This is speaking of Trump thinking it's real good what he's doing. Tell us about the rabbits again.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I had a town hall in Pennsylvania last night. It was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
The Q&A was, when you say Q&A, it was what, two questions before the dance party?
Right.
With all sycophants. Like, it wasn't even like a real town hall.
Two questions before the Hall of Presidents malfunctioned.
The Q&A was almost finished and people began fainting from the excitement. No.
The
excitement. We started playing music while we waited and it just kept going. So different, but it ended up being a great evening in all caps. So it was great.
Sure.
Everyone thinks it was great. It's all great.
Yeah. It's good what you did there.
It's people like Trump and Musk that make me want to go, I don't care if we can go to Mars if you're going to be there. What's the point?
Exactly. We keep talking about, we mentioned 2016, but about hidden voters, people that were afraid to say they were going to vote for Trump and that it might be the reverse now. So Kamala Harris will campaign in Pennsylvania with more than 100 Republican officials who support her campaign, including Barbara Comstock, the former Republican congresswoman. She said he just cannot be in the Oval Office again. I think there's a silent majority. I think there's a silent group of women who will crawl over broken glass to vote against Trump and who will quietly vote for Harris. Go ahead.
I think that's true. There was a great ad on TikTok or Instagram where it's a woman that's traveling with her husband, red hat, to the polls to vote. And as she's going to the polls, she sees a woman and gets her strength. Sees another woman, gets her strength. And she's like, and then they both get in the car. And she's like, you voted like we planned, right? And she's like, yeah, right. obviously, I'm not voting for a MAGA idiot. I'm my own person. And unfortunately, there are probably those relationships where people do have to hide it. Like, if I vote this way, my husband's going to not be very happy. So, yeah. Yes, I think people are secretly and not so secretly saying that country over party is the smartest vote that we can do right now. And that goes for all sides of voting. Vote for your country first. Fix it. It's repairable if we put Harris in office. It's irreparable if the other guy gets in.
I saw a tweet from somebody whose husband said, if you vote for Harris, I'm never going to talk to you again. And she said to him, fine, start now.
Oh. Yeah.
Promise. Don't threaten me with a good time. Okay. They've been married 42 years.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right in there in my giant hydration system.
Yep.
Every day. I started to get a little panicky. I noticed I'm getting a little low. I can't be without my Morning Kick.
Oh, no.
I've got a 40-mile ride up Mandible Canyon this Saturday on my bike. I'm going to need – that's in my bike bottle.
Well, make sure you type Stephanie in the box.
I think I will.
Good idea.
Thank you. Okay. It's Jody, I heard you make this point. People don't really, you absorb the vitamins a lot better in liquid than
you do.
And then you don't have to count out all the pills and if you're traveling and blah,
better.
Blah, blah, blah. 10 supplements in one in there. There's stuff, prebiotics, probiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your gut health, for your energy, to help you feel more youthful. Morning Kick, it's just a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great with that strawberry lemonade flavor. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type the code Stephanie in, or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. Simply Safe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simply Safe. One more time, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. And also, Riley, Marsha's dog.
Oh, yeah.
And all Dr. Moody dogs.
Dr. Moody.
Dr. Moody. And also Faraway Dog, right, Colonel? Faraway Dog becomes close-up dog really fast when you put Dr. Marty. Oh, hi. Wow, you got here fast.
Okay.
Because Dr. Marty sits down. Yeah. It is real food. You can smell it. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients, then a whole bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It smells delicious. It's raw, freeze-dried. That's why all the flavors packed in there, all the nutrients.
That's right.
That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, and so does Riley. Riley! Riley is
that's
far
my daughter's
away.
Name.
Riley's, yeah, I know. And Bonnie and Clyde, I'm telling you, they love it, love it, love it. You can save 54% off Nature's Blend right now in a free bag of Cod Krispies!
Cod Krispies!
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour. One more soundbite from Grandpa Drool Bucket's dance party. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's
is
one
this,
way to call it.
Oh, no, this is the Bloomberg? I don't know which one. Okay.
President Trump, the markets are looking at the fact you are making all these promises. Latest one was car loans. You're flooding the thing with giving giveaways.
But we're gonna
I was actually quite kind to you. I used $7 trillion. The upper estimate is $15 trillion.
Oh,
people like the Wall Street Journal, who's hardly a communist organization, have criticized you on this as well. You are running up enormous debts.
What does the Wall Street Journal know? I'm meeting with them tomorrow. What does the Wall Street Journal know? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way. You've been wrong about
You're trying to turn this into debate.
Fascist warning.
I like pudding. Okay. You mentioned Elon Musk. This is not enough time to fact check.
Gross.
Musk claimed Democrats are flying asylum seekers to swing states. That is not happening. Fast-tracking them for citizenship. Asylum seekers are not fast-tracked. Ensuring said non-citizens can vote. Non-citizens cannot vote in federal or state elections.
Yeah, remember, sociopathic guy who is never loved.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of asylum, Trump finally told rally attendees why he keeps talking about Hannibal Lecter, confirming the suspected idea that he's conflating mental asylums and asylum seekers because he's dumb as a sack of hair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Apologies to hair. What was he talking about? Yes, he said, many are coming in from jails and prisons and mental institutions and sane asylum. Oh, he called it a sane asylum, not an insane asylum.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like, you know, a step right above insane asylums. Whenever I go Hannibal Lecter, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
And they play that song, A Sane in the Membrane. It's very disturbing. Hey, before we go, I'm going to be at SplatCon this weekend, LAX Hilton, with a bunch of 90s Nickelodeon-type folks.
Sweet.
So Rocco and the first Spyro and CatDog, I'll be there. Also, Thursday night, Vidiot's Jorge Gutierrez screening of Book of Life, Ron Perlman,
awesome.
Many others. Come out 7 p.m. Thursday night.
Tell Ron we said hi. We love you, Carlos.
Thanks, Carlos.
See you, Carlos.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.